At a town hall meeting in Fort Kent last night, Governor Paul LePage was challenged on his facts about the new 3% surcharge on higher incomes by an audience member. Now he's under fire for his characterization of how that surcharge, which is intended to fund K-12 education, will affect wealthier Mainers. The Fort Kent town hall was LePage's latest stop in a campaign that he hopes will convince state lawmakers to repeal the surcharge, which voters approved in November. Steve Missler has more.
LePage spent Monday waging an all-day multimedia public relations campaign against the perils of the education surcharge. It began with his weekly interview with Bangor radio station WVOM. Then came a lengthy press conference on taxes at the State House. LePage then traveled to Fort Kent for a town hall meeting. And that's where he appeared to assert that Mainers making $200,000 or more will be hit with an income tax of over 10%. In a recording provided to Maine Public Radio by a member of the audience, a man can be heard attempting to correct the governor's accounting.
No, that's not correct. The 3% of that is only on the incremental revenue above $200,000.
LePage didn't appear persuaded.
It's 10% for the full amount, sir.
LePage seemed to insist that those making $200,000 will have their entire earnings hit with a 10.15% income tax. That's 7.15% for the current top rate, plus 3% for the new education surcharge. But that's not correct, according to the law approved by voters in November. According to the law, the education surcharge applies only to earnings above $200,000. Every penny at or below $200,000 will be taxed at the regular top rate, 7.15%.
You know, if you have income of $200,001, only $1 is subject to the 3% surcharge. It's only the income that's over $200,000.
Democratic Representative Drew Gatine is co-chairman of the legislature's budget writing committee. He says LePage misled the Fort Kent audience by overstating the impact of the surcharge. Gatine says the governor's comments follow a pattern of inaccurate statements.
You know, at the very least, I would hope that he's going to present accurate factual information to people. And when he doesn't, we're just going to have to continue to correct him on the record.
In a statement, the governor's spokesman, Peter Steele, says LePage didn't mislead the audience and that he understands how the surcharge works. Steele says the governor was simply trying to make the point that the surcharge punishes success. Gatine and Democrats are preparing for a high-stakes battle with LePage over the surcharge, which will be used to create a fund to boost funding for education. Republicans want to eliminate it because they believe it will lead to tax flight by high earners and professionals, such as doctors and engineers. Meanwhile, budget negotiations between the Republican-controlled Senate and the Democratic-controlled House continue. And that's where the fate of the voter-approved surcharge will likely be decided. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.